You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Tracy of MomTalk.ca. It's my pleasure to be on the line with Jamie Salle, an Olympic and world champion pair skater. Not only is she a famous Canadian skater, she's married to her former pairs partner, David Peltier, and together they have one son, Jesse, a toddler who's 13 months old. We can already hear Jesse in the background, and I'd like to welcome him, too. Jamie is with us today to discuss motherhood, and more specifically, her involvement with the Cheerios 1 gram of sugar campaign. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your life before becoming a parent.
Well, my husband and I, David, were very, very busy touring for the last 6 years after we turned professional, and that was pretty much our main focus for those 6 years. And we were talking about starting a family once we got married, and we were super, super excited when we found out that we were pregnant. And so we had a little boy 13 months ago.
Wow. And his name is?
His name is Jesse Joe.
Cute.
Thank you.
So how has your life changed since becoming a parent?
Well, I think just as far as our business side goes, we just aren't working as much as we used to. I'd say we cut back probably about 3/4 of the load. And we used to do about 85 shows a year, and we're doing somewhere around 20 maybe now. And when Jesse was a little guy, maybe 5 months, 6 months old, we still toured and we still did a few shows with him on the road. And now, being 13 months, I think most moms know that the kids are very busy and they need to have a routine and structure. And
yeah.
And so it's really important for him to be at home now. So we've really cut back. And when we do go, we leave him with a grandparent and we just go for a few days now. So it's not too bad. And we're busy enough to, you know, to be happy and to still enjoy skating and to keep busy, but we also, parenting is super important for us. We wanted to be parents, and we're just loving it.
That's wonderful. So that would really answer my next question, which is, how has being a parent affected your skating career?
You know what? The only thing that is hard for us is, it's not hard because it's happened. It's just hard because we feel bad for our son when we do bring him with us for a short period of time. We know how hard traveling is on him and on any babies. It's not really fair to be, you know, going across time zones and then being in a hotel and being shipped all over the place. But we do want him to come with us as much as we can. It's just not for a long period of time. And to me, that's what's changed my skating. I have a little bit more stress because of his. I want him to be happy when he is traveling with us.
Yeah.
Or if he is at home, I do still want him to, you know, be happy with a grandparent or a family member that is looking after him. And I just have a little bit more stress now. Mm-hmm. I try to relax and I try to tell myself, okay, he's safe and he's in good hands. But that's what being a mom's all about, you know. And I developed a little bit of anxiety since I've had him. And
like that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of normal. I first, you know, new moms are always worried about every little thing. And I'm relaxing a little bit more now, but in the beginning it was really tough. But once I get on the ice, I'm fine.
Good. They say that, you know, as a parent, the last thing you think about before you go to sleep at night is your child, and the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning is your child. So when you're not there, it's just got to be a little bit more stressful, even though you know that they're well looked after. And
it's true. And you know, a lot of people would say to us, oh, you're going to look forward to those, you know, those trips away and without your kids. And I don't know, I'm not there yet. I don't like being away from him. And even just when I'm away for a night, I just I have this tight chest, and I get all, oh, I just miss him. I miss his little face and his smiling and his laughing, and because he changes so fast.
Yeah.
And there's so much going on in these months, and it's so much fun.
Oh, that's wonderful. What's the best parenting tip you've been given to date?
That's a good question. I think from my mom, you know, she always said to me, because I was a little bit of a high-maintenance child, for lack of a better expression, you know, it's just really staying calm. And, you know, obviously when I mean, I love my child so much, so that's a given. But loving them, and you can't give them too much attention, and just being calm with them and talking to them, communication is so important, even at this stage when he, you know, they say that at even a year old, they understand 90% of what you say. I don't know if that's true, but he sure does understand a lot what we say. So kind of believe it. And I just, we've started very young with him, with talking to him and, you know, just communicating with them. And I think that that's so important. And I love that advice from my mom, because I think that's why I got where I got, because my parents were very good with communicating and spending time with us. And
really listening to you.
Listening to us, and, yeah, and just being relaxed, you know. And because today we get so caught up in keeping up with the Joneses and work,
exactly,
work, and,
yeah,
and money, instead,
yeah,
of quality time and family time. And you can't replace it. You know,
no,
they're only this age once, and
yeah,
I don't want to lose that. So we're really focused on that right now.
Good for you. That's great. Now, you've been involved with Cheerios for a number of years.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how that came to be?
Well, it's amazing, because I think most people grow up with Cheerios in their house and being little tykes. And then David and I both ate Cheerios when we were little. And then we became Olympians. And then we were on the box of a Cheerios, which was really
cool.
Special for us.
Yeah.
Sorry, my son's trying to press all the buttons on the phone here.
That's great.
And so that was really exciting, seeing our faces on the box of the Cheerios. And then, of course, when Jesse got old enough to start having solid food, my mom was, again, advised us to put some Cheerios around his saucer. You know, she said, first of all, they're very nutritious for him. They're made of whole grain oats, the yellow box with the 1 gram of sugar per serving, which is a cup, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and he can snack on them all day. He won't choke on them. They're safe to eat and nutritious. And, yeah, just, and she also told me about the fact that my pediatrician told me to have them, too. So, and 4 out of 5 pediatricians do recommend starting your kids on the Cheerios. And you know what? We have so much fun with them. He takes them out of these little cups and feeds himself one, feeds mom one, and then feeds the same one that he just ate to me, too, or, and then feeds the dog one. And I know all moms can relate to that, because,
yeah,
they like to take whatever's in their mouth and feed it to someone else and share. They're so nice when they share their,
yeah, and we teach
regurgitated food.
Yeah. So you know for sure that Cheerios is a healthy choice?
Absolutely. And you know what? Nutrition was such a big part of our life and our career. So we were very focused on eating healthy. And I think the important thing for me was the fact that they're made with whole grain oats and low in sugar. Because I know that a lot of parents are really concerned about the sugar intake that their kids have every day. And I think Cheerios is perfect. A perfect snack for them.
What about other first finger foods?
The only other thing that he liked that we started him on, like with crackers and mum-mums. We did introduce mum-mums, my girlfriend said, too, you know, when they get bored with having the same thing all the time, then you can give them some mum-mums. He liked anything frozen, so frozen blueberries, frozen strawberries, because of the teething thing.
Yeah.
I really just put any fruit, I cut them up really tiny, and then I threw them in the freezer, and he just goes to town on them.
Wow. What are mum-mums?
It's just like a toddler cracker, I guess, a little rice cracker.
Yeah. Any other ideas on making mealtime more fun for children?
You know what? Again, I think it's just sitting down with your kid. I know that a lot of parents have a hard time today with work and everything. It's hard to actually sit with your kids and enjoy that time. And I think that the more you can do it, the better. And we need to get back to that, having dinners and breakfast together as families.
Right.
I mean, maybe I'm too hopeful, but I think people just need to prioritize that. And, you know, meal times are meant to teach your kids how to eat nicely and, you know, have good manners and everything. And then there's other times for play times, and that's when we like to, you know, teach him, when we were teaching him how to eat the Cheerios, even just developing their dexterity. I mean, that's play time.
Yes.
And then when meal time is here, it's, we sit down all together, and so he sees us eating, and we started giving him the fork and the spoon already because we want him to learn how to use them. And when he starts playing with food, he's done. That's it. You're done.
Yeah.
But for me, it's all about just sitting with him and interacting instead of just saying, here's your food, and then walking away.
We see so much of that. just giving them their food and walking away. But
yeah, and I don't want to judge, because I know that when I didn't have a child, I was the best parent, because I thought I knew everything. And, you know, you can look at everybody and go, why are they doing that with their kid? And that's just so wrong. But then when you have one, you sort of start to understand why parents do sometimes what they do. And everybody's different. Everyone has a different scenario, situation, but you do the best that you can. But again, if you have a child, for me, then to me, it's all about them. And that's sort of what happened even in our career. And I'm happy about that, because I'm okay with it being about Jesse now and not about me. And I brought him here for a reason, and I want to give him as much attention as I can. And it's very important. And I mean, that's just our opinion. We think that the more attention you can give them, the better off that they'll be.
Good advice, Jamie. Very good advice. Well, I'd like to thank you for being with us today, and I look forward to hopefully talking to you again sometime.
Absolutely. Well, it was my pleasure, and thank you for having us. And, yeah, we hope to meet you too.
Good. Bye-bye.
Bye.